Hello, everyone. My name is Adam Cross, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Southern California. And today I want to talk to you about what makes an intrusive thought an intrusive thought. This topic was actually suggested by a viewer, someone who has asked for more information about intrusive thoughts and really what that looks like. And so I know I've talked about intrusive thoughts in a number of other videos, but I wanted to kind of readdress this, you know, what kind of makes an intrusive thought intrusive generally. Put it very simply, maybe to oversimplify it at that risk, is an intrusive thought is any thought that you don't want, that is in your head, that is lingering, and that is going to cause distress. So it's there, it doesn't seem to go away easily, and you don't want it, and it's causing you to feel really upset. Working with people in therapy, really kind of journeying with people with scrupulosity, OCD, who are struggling with intrusive thoughts, I hear a lot of people say that they have kind of distressing thoughts, images, or scenes play out in their head of causing other people harm, especially people that they care about harm, being attracted to people that they're honestly not attracted to, don't want to be attracted to, right? That could be, it could be a coworker, it could be a family member, it could be a child, it could be someone of the same sex, right? An attraction that they don't want. But they get an image, right? It could even be a graphic image, sexual image, or a scene playing it on their head, playing out in their head that really upsets them, causes them distress, right? So those are a few examples of intrusive thoughts that can come up. And an intrusive thought can be like a quick flash of an image of a scene, or it could be longer, right? It could kind of be like, oh man, I'm getting lost in this kind of really kind of like walking nightmare, like I'm daydreaming about like a terrible situation that I don't want to, and I have a hard time getting out of. You know, I really like to ensure people too that, you know, number one, your intrusive thoughts do not kind of simply reveal what you truly want. It's not like that. But what I would describe it as is intrusive thoughts are often a way that, a part of you in your mind, right, a part of who you are is kind of like testing you, right? It's like, if you have a thought about hurting your spouse or hurting a coworker, your brain, right, a part of you is kind of throwing a scenario at you. Like, do you want to hurt your coworker? Do you want to hurt them? What about this? Like, what about this scene? What about this image? What do you think about this? Right? Almost testing what's going on there. And so it sounds like if there's intrusive thoughts, there can be a question, an inner test or an inner kind of turmoil around this question of, do you want to hurt people? Are you a good person? Do you believe that you're really bad? Right? And so these intrusive thoughts in kind of a violent, uncomfortable way can almost be trying to assess and protect you from doing something bad. Why? Because maybe a part of you is afraid that you are bad. Right? And so they're trying to throw examples. Do you like this bad thing? Would you do this bad thing? How about this bad thing? Do you like this? And so your reaction to it, this like, oh no, right? The repulsion, the disgust is a little bit of that compulsive behavior with OCD, where the compulsion is to go, oh, I don't want it. Maybe even to pray it away. And so you feel better. Okay, no, I don't want that. I'm still a good person, right? So you can kind of see how the obsessive compulsive pattern plays out with intrusive thoughts. The intrusive thought itself could be an obsession. Think about, an inappropriate relationship. Right? And you're like, oof, I don't want that. The reaction, the compulsion is to really be disgusted, prayed away, to be disturbed by it, which is kind of like relieving. Okay, I don't want that. Right? I'm reassuring myself. I don't want that. I'm okay. I'm good. I'm not that. I'm this. Right? And part of you is probably doing that as, again, a form of self-protection, kind of questioning. Are you sure you're not bad? Are you sure you don't want this? Right? And so we have to examine kind of that deeper issue, that deeper question. Am I afraid that I'm bad? Am I afraid that I could hurt somebody? Am I afraid that, yeah, there's something wrong with me, right? And the intrusive thoughts are easy to get caught up in. They're easy to kind of follow that compulsive habit, right? Where even prayer at that point could be more about relief than it is about really engaging with God. So we're called to look at all that. And I would just really encourage you, if you're struggling with intrusive thoughts and what I'm saying is really kind of speaking to you, seek out a therapist, right? Seek out somebody to talk to about what's going on to help you navigate and identify those underlying parts, the underlying protection, the underlying dynamics behind the intrusive thoughts. Last thing I'll say is this. It's really easy to get caught up in that disturbing, distressing image. it's really not about the image, right? It's really not about that memory. And that can be hard to hear for people because it's so distressing. They don't want it. They just want that gone. But we're called to do that deeper work, right? That deeper question, right? To address those deeper experiences where maybe we were worried that we did something bad, that maybe we are bad, right? That there's something wrong with us. God wants us to go there. God doesn't want us to just have like really nice thoughts all the time, but he wants us to really seek to know and love ourselves and to heal those experiences that maybe question or maybe have made us question how good we are, how good God is, right? Or what we're capable of. So in short, intrusive thoughts, they're there. We don't want them there. And in short, God is calling us to look behind the intrusive thoughts, to do that deeper healing work, to understand our broken experiences and how he's calling us to healing. That's a quick overview. I know I have other videos to check out, go into how to better navigate intrusive thoughts or to deal with them. But I hope that helps in just kind of breaking that down quickly. And please leave any comments, questions below. Hit that like and subscribe button. And I will see you next time. Thanks and God bless. Bye.